How are you?
Great, great, great to chat with you again.
Well, it's good for you to be here at this particular time. You know, yesterday I think we did a social media post that we'd be talking money with Edward Jones, and people have so many, I'm calling them pandemic questions, from, you know, they need to get life insurance, they need to have more savings. It seems that this sequestered time has brought a lot of things to light. So maybe Edward Jones can give us a little bit of enlightenment at this time.
Absolutely. You know, COVID-19 has caused quite a year for 2020. It's been pretty disruptive. But you know what? Families are growing closer together, and spending time with loved ones, that's everyone's greatest source of purpose for the most part, you know. And what's happening is this closeness is leading to some thoughtful conversations around planning earlier for retirement and saving for these unexpected emergencies. See, COVID-19 is an unexpected emergency, but the reality is 45% of Americans still haven't discussed their end-of-care preferences with anyone. And I saw that 32% of people in Dallas plan on retiring later because of everything that's happened with COVID-19. So it's a really appropriate time to have these discussions with your loved ones and your financial advisor.
Tell me about that people in Dallas are retiring later because of COVID-19. That I didn't understand.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it sometimes you'll have a period, you know, if you think about the early 2000s or you think about 2008, these are periods in which we had a disruption in people's money. And as a result, people are thinking now about retiring later just because they'll have enough money to live on. Now, the good news is the markets did have a really nice recovery. And so a lot of portfolios that were down in March have recovered. However, it does have does bring to thought people wanting to retire a lot later than they were planning on originally.
You guys did a new study from what I'm understanding. Give me a little bit of insight into that study.
It's pretty interesting, Valdar. I've been doing this for about 20 years. It's funny how you find out the things that you've been doing all these years, it kind of gets framed up. And what I mean by that is in retirement, is being redefined. And as our industry, we've got to look different about how we approach retirement with our clients. In the study, we found that there's four pillars that are essential contributors to living well in retirement. So those four pillars are health, family, purpose, and then finances. So the people that are prepared to make these transitions in those four areas, they're having a higher quality of life in retirement. And so it's pretty interesting. It's not just about the finances. It's about these other three areas as well. And if you do those, you're going to have a better chance of having higher quality and better peace of mind in retirement.
You said health, family,
mm-hmm.
purpose, and finances?
That's correct.
But don't the first three pillars rest on the last pillar?
They really do.
No?
But, you know, if you go into retirement and you're planning those other things, it makes life a lot easier. You know, if you think about your health, making healthy choices, as a result of making healthy choices, expenses in retirement aren't as much because, you know, healthcare expenses can get up there. And my favorite really is family, just making sure family's okay.
Okay, let's back up and talk a little bit about health because I need to be real here for my audience because my audience is made of 89.9% baby boomer women. So I think they have a very big grasp on health because they are the group that was attacked first by COVID-19, in a sense, because many of them have underlying conditions. So let's talk about health. You say making healthy choices. You're eating good food, exercising, taking medication, all of those are healthy choices. But health care is a healthy and almost unsustainable choice for most of us. And what I mean by that, you know, to stay healthy, and I'm going to give you a personal example. I had some tests run because my doctor doesn't know why I have hives. So I went to this well-known lab, and I have great insurance. I call myself having, we have great insurance. My tests were over $1,000.
Yeah.
These are just blood tests. So health has to hinge on finances, correct?
Absolutely. You know, and what we say is these four pillars, you know, it's not one pillar over another, but they're all integrated. And we really believe a person's retirement strategy should be that holistic, where you're thinking about health. Because, again, if these things aren't planned early, either one or two things are going to happen. You know, there's a statistic that shows one in two Americans after the age of 79 are likely going to need long-term care. And so planning for that is very essential. But also prior to retirement, making sure that you're making the right health choices so that these things that you mentioned, the likelihood of them coming up is a lot less, you know, if you're planning for that in advance. And what I like about the study is it looked across five generations, and your audience is one generation, an older generation. But when you look across five generations, and we find these that even with the younger folks out there, this health was still, you know, a big topic. It helps them, or helps some of the folks that get this information know why it's so important to plan health wise. Family, purpose, and then finances, which, like you said earlier, that is extremely important at the end of the day.
It is. Okay, so let's talk about purpose. What do you mean about purpose?
You know, purpose is one of my favorites. I remember the book Purpose Driven Life, and when you have purpose, you know, it helps. You know, you think about retirement for our parents. You think about retirement back then, it was more so about playing golf or being at a beach. You know, you remember how the ads looked. They were more so about fun stuff when you retire. But what we're finding now is people, they want to use their talents and their knowledge for the benefit of communities and society at large. And so that helps. It kind of goes back to that health point. If you've got purpose, you've got better mental health as well. And so that's what we're saying, is that people want to make sure that they are they still have a reason to be on this earth. You know, if you run a company for 30 years or you do something for 30 years in one industry, when you retire, you're not doing that anymore. And so that purpose is still important.
Okay. Let's talk about the finances if we can independently. How do people get to that financial point where they can think about health? I still believe all of those rest on finances, because if you don't have no money, you don't have any health, you don't have any very little family, and definitely purpose is hard to imagine. So what about the finances? How do we get there?
Absolutely. That's where we always suggest that someone sit down and they talk to their loved ones about their financial goals. What's most important to them? What are their values? What are the goals? And sit down with your financial advisor and make sure you're talking about both of those, not just the goals, but the actual values too. And once you do both of those, then you have a better idea of where you're trying to get to. And I agree, finances, you know, they're kind of like the foundation on these four pillars. You have to have the finances, and it really does help those others work well together. But, you know, again, talk to your financial advisor. I think they, in most cases, they're going to be able to put together a plan and help you get to where you need to get to.
Okay. Let me ask you, I'm going to take a couple questions that we got yesterday off of social media, from Instagram to Twitter to Facebook. I'll just pull, we pulled a couple of those. The first question is, I'll follow up on what you said. If I don't have a financial advisor, how do I get one, and is there free consultation if I desire not to hire the advisor?
Absolutely. I mean, what I always tell people that I meet is, you know, always ask around. I get a lot of referrals from clients, and those referrals are really coming from, you know, conversations that they've had with my clients. So it's good to ask friends and family members, coworkers, hey, who are you working with? How's that relationship going? Are they talking to you about your financial goals and what's important to you? So, you know, again, these four pillars, we're talking about more than just the finances. We're talking about the goals and the values and all these other things that are really important to people. And so I would start by checking with friends, family members, and colleagues who they're working with. And then, you know, if they can't find anyone and they need more information on the things like this survey, they can go to edwardjones.com/neoretirement.
This has been really, really good. And you guys have more questions than I can get to, but you've got a website you can now go to. Can you give them that website again?
Absolutely. It's www.edwardjones.com/new-retirement.
Okay, you guys be proactive in your life. There's so much more you need to do as what you're telling me on social media. I want to thank you also, too, for being here and telling my audience that, you know, some of the small caveats in life that they need to work through. But if they write this down, health, family, purpose, finances, if you work from that, you'll develop your questions and maybe you'll even seek some answers. Thank you so much for being my guest on the Valder Beebe Show today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. Always great to come back.